Is there any difference between a short one and a long one? Do you have any different word you prefer to say? One that's 6 or 8 weeks, and then one that's 6 or 8 months, for example? Would ever have one like that or not?
Well, of course, it depends on the length.
Would a 6 or 8 week dry spell be considered a drought to you?
No, I would think not.
Take longer. Well, if we didn't have much rain in the morning, but now you'd say the wind is... didn't have much wind in the morning, but now you could say the wind is what?
Increasing.
Did you ever say picking up or something like that? The wind is rising.
Increasing.
Increasing would be the one you do. Okay. But let's say it's just doing the opposite of that. The wind is...
calm.
Would you ever say dying down or going down?
Going down.
Now, we look out in late October and see some white stuff on the grass. It's not snow. What would you say? We had a...
frost is on the pumpkin.
Do you have any word for any more than one kind of frost, or is it all the same? Frost.
I think it would mean the same. Of course, sometimes
heavy
it's heavier than other times.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you should look out and see the pond... it got very cold that night, and the pond, something happened to the pond. What would you say? Last night the pond got...
froze, or was frozen?
Would there be any different term if it wasn't quite solid? Just a sort of a... what would you call it? In other words, the ice didn't form solid...
coating?
Now, in a house we have various rooms. What do you call the room where guests are entertained? What sort of a room do you call that? We'd entertain a guest.
In olden days, it was the parlor. But yeah. Today, it's the living room.
Now, in order to have a fireplace in a house, you have to have something that lets the smoke go out. What do you call that?
Chimney.
Do you list some other rooms in a house? What other rooms would a house normally have in addition to the one you mentioned?
Pantry and kitchen and playroom.
We didn't have playrooms in the old times, did we?
No, in the old days, the pantry was called the buttery.
place where the beds, where you'd sleep, you'd call a...
bedroom.
Of course, assuming that there was plumbing inside the house, you'd have a place to take a shower. What would you call that? A
bath.
And the place above the upstairs, sort of go up to the top, and it's not finished. Maybe you store things up there. You call a
attic.
And then the level below the parlor, you go down to get into it, and where your furnace might be, you'd call a
basement or cellar.